Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm J. Scott Smith, and here's what's happening right now. A high-ranking Philadelphia cop has been arrested after allegedly beating a Temple University student with a police baton. As KYW's Antoinette Lee tells us, the incident was caught on video.
Staff Inspector Joseph Bologna is being charged with aggravated assault and other related charges. District Attorney Larry Krasner says the video shows him hitting a Temple student in the head with a baton. Krasner says the student suffered serious bodily injury that required nearly 10 staples and 10 sutures in the hospital while he was under arrest.
He came to the conclusion that this was criminal conduct, and if we were in any way legitimate, then we would have to hold him accountable like anybody else.
Philadelphia Fraternal Order of Police President Job McNesby says Bologna is a dedicated officer who has been on the force for 30 years.
This was done with zero investigation by the district attorney's office. Zero. He's a dedicated employee. He's been out there since day one and out there protecting businesses, community, and protesters. And this is what they do to him.
Philadelphia Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw also released a statement that said, "As a department, we do not condone the criminal acts of any person, and it is my sincere hope that the district attorney does, in fact, hold all people who cause harm to others equally accountable." And another group of people that is watching these protests are Philadelphia's high school students, and they're watching it in real time. So how's it being addressed in their online classrooms? KYW's Mike DiNardo has the answer.
The death of George Floyd and the resulting protests are dominating the discussion in Mariam Sissoko's classes at Central High School.
It's like every single class that I have, no matter the subject, we're talking about it.
Sophomore Lin Lin says racial unrest was something she would read about.
We always saw these kind of movements in our history books.
But now it's playing out before her eyes.
The fact that we're seeing it right in front of us and we're seeing how like it is enacting change, like when the Rizzo statue got taken down.
Senior Will Carney felt the powder keg about to blow.
I saw something like this happening in my lifetime. Like, I knew it was bound to happen.
All of the kids said they were hopeful that honest discussions about race could lead to a better world for everybody. Meanwhile, a Burlington County community, no stranger to hate speech, has tackled the subject of race relations in an online public discussion. We get more from KYW's Kimberly Adams.
We very much believe in having difficult conversations, but in a way that it brings people together.
More Unity co-founder Meredith Butts hopes the community will take part in a discussion on race relations with the Zoom reading of New York Times best-selling book, White Fragility, Why It's So Hard for White People to Talk About Racism. The 2018 book, designed to be a conversation starter, says Butts, is needed now more than ever.
George Floyd, as well as the countless others who came before, now is an opportunity where people have heightened awareness and are engaged that we can take that opportunity to advance the discussion.
More Unity formed in 2017 after hate speech messages turned up on lawns of residents in Morristown and Tenementson. The group has expanded from about 5 core members to more than 400.
If we can advance the conversation, raise additional awareness, and spread it, it's an exponential effect.
The event takes place on June 22nd, and for more information, you can visit our website, kywnewsradio.com. And a Philadelphia woman has been hitting the streets this week trying to ease tensions between protesters and police. And she'll be out again today, and you'll definitely know her if you see her. As we hear from KYW's Andrew Kramer, she'll have something with her that you certainly can't miss.
Stefania Uryamlitsa has been playing basketball virtually her whole life, and after seeing all that rioting last weekend in Philadelphia, she figured it would be a good idea to share her passion with others.
I decided that I would be taking my hoop to go pretty much ball in the streets and try to bring people together the one way that I kind of know how, which is through basketball.
Literally, her and her friends have been dragging that hoop all over town and encourage people to play with them whenever they stop, including officers and protesters. She admits she wasn't sure how people would react, especially the police.
But it ended up being really, really positive on their end, and then also on the protester end. Most people just joined in and started like walking with us, or they started playing with us.
The video of Stefania's journey is on our website, including her one-on-one game with a cop. You can see it at kywnewsradio.com. And that's the All Local. I'm J. Scott Smith. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.